you can't talk about the current term of the Supreme Court without talking about Justice Scalia on a lot of different levels. First of all, the personal level and the loss of Justice Scalia as a distinguished jurist and individual. You heard Justice Hecht talk a little bit about that earlier. The impact it's had on the workload of the court, we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. The political controversy swirling over the filling of the vacancy created by Justice Scalia's death, and the jurisprudential effect that it has had and will have on the court. In past years, I've mentioned Justice Scalia's little recognized role as a civil libertarian. We'll see if his replacement continues in that tradition or not. Of course, Justice Scalia has been a leader in the discussion about statutory interpretation and the various schools of thought in that regard. And I think we will see, as we go through the cases this term, that there has been a diminution in the number of classic ideological splits. Whether that's due to his loss or for other reasons is hard to say. So we can't do a speech like this without our top 10 countdown, so let's get going. This is all very subjective, and in the cases that haven't yet been decided, I've given you my best prediction. A word of caution, I went back and looked at my last year's prediction, and I batted just slightly over 50-50. So if you have a choice between following what I predict and flipping a coin, you're almost as well off flipping the coin. My choice for the 10th most important case is Bernard versus Minnesota. That was a breath test case.